Being joined on the coach's corner right now by Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball coach Mike Holm. The start of the regular season is just around the corner. And coach, thanks for taking the time here today. As always, a couple weeks into practices here at this point, or maybe week and a half, I guess, if you will. But what do you feel like you guys have most accomplished? I know it's kind of a young team, kind of getting rolling here this year. But what's kind of your take on these first few practices?
Well, the kids have been working hard. We're very inexperienced, so we're learning a lot of chemistry things, working together, just getting out and playing basketball. So it's been a learning experience for all of us, but we've gotten better each day. And that's kind of the goal was getting into that first game, is every day we learn something new and we get better and just keep working that way. No plateaus, nothing to flatten out with, but keep getting better every day.
And when you say it's not a very experienced team, that's, varsity wise, right? These guys have played like at the JV, junior high level and stuff like that, right? So it's not a totally clean slate in that regard.
Right, yeah. We have, like I said, we've had one starter back in Carson Kalous and our sixth man back with Brody McNeil. But after that, varsity time's been very limited. We're also kind of low on seniors and sophomores. So we've got a ton of juniors and freshmen. So, they're getting all the experience they can get right now and working hard.
Yeah, so when it comes to kind of putting together that opening night rotation, have you guys kind of found what you're looking for at this point, or is it still pretty much a TBD?
Yeah, we've had a couple of scrimmages so far, so we've got to see kids play against other kids and get on the floor and do some things. So nothing solid right now. I have an idea on who our starters are going to be, but, it's game to game, I think, until we can get that chemistry right and feel comfortable with what we put on the floor to start with, yeah.
And you had mentioned some of your returning players. Just if you could kind of just expand on some of those guys, what they've kind of shown here throughout the preseason, and I guess your hopes for what they're going to be able to contribute here throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Carson Kalous will be our main starter back. He started last year. He's kind of our leader. He's our vocal leader and on the floor leader. He has a good handle on what we want to do, and he's been doing a really nice job of getting our kids to understand where we need to be and getting in our stuff and making sure we're doing things correctly. Brody McNeil would be our sixth man that came back. He had a lot of minutes, especially towards the end of the year. He started to find his role and play well. And he's having to learn that he's got to be that other leader on the floor with us right now. So he's growing in that way. He's still young, but he'll get there. I have confidence in Brody there. Then we have Colin Pieper and Jackson Thiessen, and those are two starters, along with Kate Olberding. Those are my probably be our starters on day one. Like I said, they're really good athletes. They play really well. It's just learning to play heavy minutes and learning to be, it's they're the guys that are up right now, and they have to get out and contribute and be productive for us. So, we've got a good group there, and a couple of guys off the bench would be Daniel Michelson will come in and play at the guard spot. Sam Turner, who's a sophomore, will come in and play, and he's pretty versatile. He'll play guard or post if we need it. And then Prentice Howard would be another one of those that could come in and give us some minutes. So those are probably our top eight, and we'll fill in with Cade Fritz and Parker Boozman to fill that out. And we have a freshman up, Isaiah Jess, who will get some time to play a lot of JV, and he's a little raw right now, but I think he's going to be okay in the end. So he's learning to play physical and do those types of things. So that kind of rounds out our varsity roster. So.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball coach Mike Holm. We're back at the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball coach Mike Holm. Season is right around the corner, starting up here in the first week of December. Coach, we've kind of talked some personnel, but when it comes to kind of schematically or your playing style, what kind of basketball are we going to be seeing out of this group here this year?
Hopefully we're going to be hard-nosed and defensively kind of be a menace to everybody. We look to go 2-3 a little bit. Last night we scrimmaged Manson Northwest Webster Tuesday night, and we went man, and they really played well in that. So that's kind of the thing we're going to have to hang our hat on early, is our defense and our scrappiness. Offensively, we want to get out and run as much as possible. We put in a couple new offensive sets just to go around the players that we have. So it's a little change from last year, but we want to get out and go, and we want to be fast paced. And I always tell the kids, if you're going to make a mistake, let's do it going 100 miles an hour, and we can fix it from there. So hopefully that's our style of play, and that we can get after things. And when other teams, at the end of the night, know that they've been in the game with us, that we're going to push them as hard as we can.
So when it comes to getting rolling here next week, you will take on West Marshall on the road here on Monday night for the season opener before hosting South Hamilton a couple nights later. I know that South Hamilton's had a tough season last year, but I know they have a lot of experience back. West Marshall coming off a 500 year last year, so just kind of want to get your take on these first couple games.
Yeah, I think these will be two good games to start our season with. I think all three of us are pretty evenly matched. I know South Hamilton has improved. They've added a few kids, and like you said, they've got a little more experience. So I expect that to be a little more of a battle than it was last year. And West Marshall always gives us a battle. They're always physical, and they'll be ready to go opening night. So, but I like our start. I think those are two really good games to get us going, so we can get our feet wet and see where we stand, personnel wise and scheme wise.
All right, just about out of time today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we get the regular season underway here next week?
I think we're ready to go. If you can do anything about the weather and keep the snow away Saturday so we can get another practice in. But I think the kids are ready to go. They're tired of seeing each other every day in practice, and they want to get on the floor and start competing.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden Boys basketball coach Mike Holm. Appreciate the time as always, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
All right, the coach's corner will continue in just a moment.